This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Whatever you are worried about right now, at this moment, whether it's something that's bugging you this moment or it's in the future, let me tell you something. Good, solid conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, disregard your worry. KJRadio.com is where you're. You can find out more about the show. Listen to it anytime you want, 24/7. If you ever want to feel good about what you are as a conservative in America, just go to that website, KJRadio.com. Now, why am I telling you to disregard your worry? First of all, I tell you this because you likely believe in a higher power. There's no reason to worry. The whiners used to say, ain't no need of worrying what tomorrow's gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. And that's true. See, God is, he's ready to just take it and say, psst. Be done with it. You want to know why? Because you understand your significance in the world. You understand that whatever problems you may face, somebody's had them before. They've battled through them. And also, you are on the side of righteousness. You're not looking at worry the way the left looks at worry. When you have no core, when you have no basis, no foundation to fall back on, worry, it consumes you. Don't you worry. Democrats are far more worried. I don't care how big your worry is. I can't pay my bills. I can't give my baby that milk. I can't, whatever it is. If you are a conservative, I promise you, the Democrats are exponentially more worried. It reminds me of the saying Einstein used to say about math. He says, don't worry about your difficulties in mathematics. I assure you, mine are bigger. See, he was working in higher math. It didn't matter. You were like, man, I can't get to this calculus. I just don't understand. And Einstein's going, no problem. My mathematics problems are much bigger than yours. Let me tell you what the Democrats are going through right now. They're worried about what's due to come. What else don't they know? Isn't that what people worry about when they've done some bad things? It isn't what you know. It's what you don't know. That's the thing. That's the specter. That's what the Democrats face right now. Every day. What have I told you guys? January, by the way, Happy New Year. January 1st, 2018, I told you this will be the worst year for Democrats in the history of that wretched slave-promoting party. They are going to get found out for who they are. They have not changed one iota. They are the most racist, sexist, homophobic, you name it, group on the planet. They've wanted you to be called that, and we are finding out who they are. And you know what we do? It's drip, 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 drip. It's that noisy faucet that you can twist as hard as you want. Drip, 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 drip. It's still going to come out because these people are unscrupulous. Julius Caesar said, as a rule, men worry more about what they can't see than what they can. That's a truth. A truism. You don't know what's going to get you. Criminals go out, they do the crime, they go, okay, did I do this? I did that. I had my piece of paper. I wrote it all down. Here it is. The paper. What'd I do with the paper? I'm not. What'd I do with it? I'm not sure. And then even if they have the paper, they go, I left something out. They anticipate that they're smarter. I don't know how many times I've watched these cop shows and they say, yeah, the guy was brilliant. You know, he's a genius, Kaczynski or whomever. But you take the collective minds of people who are very smart and they will do better than that genius when it comes to uncovering something you left. No matter what it is. It could be a hair follicle. It could be a piece of DNA from something. Who knows? You dropped a booger that you weren't aware of and they got you. And this is where the Democrats find themselves. And let me tell you, folks, it now points to the highest office in the land, the guy who they've been trying to protect at all costs. Why? Because they invested so much in him. They invest. They took the, we're all in. They shoved into the pot on a bluff. So now they find themselves going, uh-oh, what do we do? What will you do? You know, look, old news. We talked about it the other day. Barack Obama is implicated. Hey, is this any news to you? If you've been listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, you understand I've been telling you this. The only thing that should be news to you is it's they finally found out they got to the evidence. I told you it was coming. It was funny to me. We were caught up in all these dossiers, and we were caught up in all these FISA memos of the Republicans, FISA memo of the Democrats, etc. And the responses, and I kept saying, is anybody even thinking about all the other things that are looming? Hillary Clinton's, more of her text email messages, FBI text messages, and then what do we get? We get a plethora, a smorgasbord, nirvana. The manna from heaven that comes down in the form of FBI text messages where they say POTUS wants us to keep him informed. Now, I don't know about you. Not a whole lot of interpretation needed. I'm sure Adam Schiff and the rest of these guys are worrying what tomorrow's going to bring. Because they better be. They better be. These guys understand the gravity of what's happening, and that worry is going to eat them alive. There's a saying, a day of worry is more exhausting than a week of work. So I want you to understand, these people are going to have a year of exhaustion over the next couple of weeks, because they are about to get raked over the coals. No more excuses, fellas. You have been caught to the highest level. I'd like you to go back and recap. Do you think, conservatives listening to my show, do you believe that the Clinton Foundation now may be crooked? Remember when we talked about the Clinton Foundation and what did she say? The Trump Foundation is da-da-da-da-da. So Donald Trump said, whatever. Yeah, I don't even remember what the deals were, what happened. But I can tell you this, the Trump Foundation was nothing. He shut it down. He's like, fine, shut it down. Did the Clintons shut theirs down? No, still operational. I've posted their money. They're still bringing in money. It's dwindling. But let me just ask you one more time. Do you think it's crooked or not? Because you know it is. And now they got to worry about that. Uranium One and a whole bunch of other things. You don't have to worry. I'll be back in just a bit. I hope you stay with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Respect to the rest of the world, I would say that particularly for women, you're absolutely right. They will bear the brunt of looking for the food, looking for the firewood, looking for the place to migrate to when all of the grass is finally gone as the desertification moves south and you have to keep moving your livestock or your crops are no longer growing, they're burning up in the intense heat that we're now seeing reported across North Africa into the Middle East and into India. So yes, women once again will be the primarily burdened with the problems of climate change.
Man, it's bad. It's bad for women. It don't get any better. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. Hey, if you happen to be a woman and if you, look, believe it or don't believe it, I'd be curious. I'd like to hear from the ladies, okay? Are you concerned about the deserts? She called it the desertification. I'm not lying. She, don't even look at me like this. She said desertification. I've listened to that clip now three or four times, and I finally went, what did she say? Desertification. And it comes up with little red squiggly lines underneath it if you put it on Word. So I don't think it's a real word. Desertification. That's what she said. Play it back.
Desertification moves south.
Desertification. The desertification moves south. Well, here's the deal. Women, y'all, you bear the brunt. You're going to be looking for the new lands. You're going to be looking for the new streams and all that. You're going to be packing up the chirrins and the goats and the other livestock. And it's going to be on you. Yeah. And it was, as Hillary was describing this, I said this the other day when I first heard this clip, I said, I can just imagine Hillary getting all this stuff together. And Chelsea and her husband are off somewhere, and she's got the grandbaby, and Hillary's got the grandbaby hanging off of her breast, you know, breastfeeding, or trying to. Baby's down at her hip, if you know what I mean. And she's rounding up the livestock, and Bill's over there talking to one of the herdsmen, you know, while the women are working. Bill's over there with his pole in the water. I'll let you figure that one out. And, you know, he's talking to herdsmen or whatever. And Hillary's got all this stuff going. And she's mad, you know, because Secret Service ain't helping. As the desertification occurs in New York. I'm just trying to be. I'm just trying to picture Hillary Clinton. Bagging up Chappaqua, moving whatever animals that she and Bill have. Oh, man, that's just too funny. See, what a bleak picture Hillary Clinton paints. And I love this. Crops burning up in the intense heat, reported across North Africa, the Middle East, and India. In other words, the intense heat of the desert. Here's what I'll make you bet. I'll make you a bet. If the United States took over the Middle East and the Middle East got the United States, the Middle East would become a destination spot for the entire world. It would be amazing. It would thrive. I said the same thing about Africa. Give the United States Africa. Give Africans the United States. Nobody would want to visit the United States. Mexico would be mad as heck. Canada would be going, who cut this deal? Because we could turn it into something. If the freaking Middle Easterners were to stop fighting and practicing that stupid religion of theirs and decided, you know what, we're going to put our efforts together. We're going to build a prideful economy and make the Middle East first again, whatever, and then they would have a beautiful place to live. If they took the Trumpian approach, it would be amazing. People would come visit. We would have good, you know, relationships together. We would trade and yada, yada. It would be good. They won't do it. They prefer the desertification. But it's funny to hear Hillary talking about all this burning up in the intense heat of the desert. Hillary, hey, history lesson, geography lesson, it's the desert. And you know what? If they were smart, they'd say, well, let's figure out how to tap into underground aquifers. Some of the desert lands, believe it or not, are close enough to oceans where they could build desalination plants and, you know, take the salt out of the water. They could irrigate. Some of them are close to river systems like the Nile. You know, it's right there. It runs right through Egypt. It runs a long way. It's one of the largest river systems. I get it out. River systems in the world. Do it. What are you talking about? Oh, my goodness. I look at Arizona. It's a desert. L.A., it's a desert. Desert destination spots. Palm Desert. Palm, what's the other one? Desert Palm, whatever. They're desert places, but people go all the time here in America. They fly out to go to Phoenix. They love to be there. They love L.A. I mean, other than the smog, what's Hillary talking about? And then this idea that women are going to bear the brunt of global climate change. How so? So I mean, look, this is this woe is me message that Hillary Clinton can't get away from. Men versus women. It's funny, you know, Biden talks about the idea that we're the separators. You know, we're the people that divide. Look, I say to women, come join the rest of the human race. Don't lead with your genitalia. How about you just lead with how good you are at something? I never forget Sandra Long, one of my engineering class members, one of the smartest women I've ever seen in my life. I remember watching Sandy design computer programs and do things, and I would marvel at her. I didn't think of her as she's a smart chick. I just thought, wow, what a great engineer she's going to be. It turns out she was a woman, which was unusual in engineering and computer science, but it was just a marvel to watch her work. And I think about her to this day. Brilliant girl. And she didn't lead with sexuality. She led with, hey, we got a program to work on. Anybody want to be on my team? I do, Sandy. I'll be on your team. I'd work with her and go, this girl knows what she's doing, man. If Sandy was on your team, you had a worker. You had somebody that was capable of rolling up her sleeves. She could put in the same amount of work, actually more, than most of the people you were going to pick. Yes, Sandy, on my team. You want to? Hey, great. Okay, good. Oh, glad she's on my team. That was how I felt every single time. And there were good guys that were in the class, but boy, if I could get Sandy on my team, it had nothing to do with, I didn't go, well, I'd like to get Sandy, but you know, Bob over here, he's a guy, what's he going to think? It was no. As soon as the professor says, you guys can work together, Sandy, you got anybody? You want to work? Yeah, okay, cool. We're together? Okay, great. Yeah. Half the time I was like, you sure you want me? You know what I mean? That's a good feeling for her, and she knows it. I've said it to her many times since we've seen each other after college. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here just a few months ago, I spoke at the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce. Senator Manchin was there. I looked him in the eye, and I told him, I said, Joe, the people of the Mountain State are counting on you. And I said, let's get this tax cut done together. But Joe voted no. Joe voted no to give working families more of your hard-earned money. Joe voted no on tax cuts for job creators. And on expanding the child tax credit, giving you your first $24,000 in income tax-free, real breaks for families in West Virginia, Joe voted no. But it's not just the tax cut. Senator Joe Manchin has voted no time and again on the policies that West Virginia needs. When the time came to repeal and replace the disaster of Obamacare, Joe voted no. When we empowered West Virginia to defund Planned Parenthood, Joe voted no. And when it comes to that wall that we're going to build on the southern border, Joe said, quote, well, I'm not voting for the wall either. Folks, Joe's just going to keep voting against West Virginia. Now, that might make Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi pretty happy. But West Virginia needs to let him know you expect better from Joe.
I love that clip, and I also love that Vice President Pence is back out there on the trail, building up his own gravitas, learning from the master, Donald Trump, and you're watching this evolution of the Republicans that, quite frankly, the Democrats have no, Bush League. They have nobody coming up. But you know what I'm saying. They don't have anybody in the lineup that's ready to go coming up from AAA ball to get into the majors. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. They don't have that group that's coming up. They've got nothing. Everybody's got the same ideas, the same incestuous thoughts and crazy policy positions that have gotten us in trouble and that Donald Trump is extricating us from and that these guys don't even know how to behave with. So good for them. But the reason why I play that is to show you how big a trouble the Democrats are in. Manchin wants to now appear to be Republican. He's pulling a rhino John McCain in order to make people believe that he has seen the light. And there's Vice President Pence going, no, don't believe it. West Virginia, he lied to you. He does not support us. He's now a Johnny come lately. Why? Because now he sees our policies work. We need somebody that's an early adopter that sees it from the beginning. Somebody that's got that fire in their belly that says, I understand what you need. You shouldn't have to convince somebody of the conservative way. You either are or you aren't. This is why I always talk about these people that have made this foxhole conversion into conservatism.
I used to be a Democrat, but then they made me mad and I switched over.
Really? What did it take? Your lack of history? Your lack of observation? What? I'm not mad at people for doing it, but don't try to... The people canonize these folks. A good example, Sheriff Clark. I like Sheriff Clark. I mean, I've been at a couple of events with him. He doesn't speak to me. It isn't, and I don't think it's anything intentional. You know, he's just kind of, quite frankly, a bit egotistical, in my opinion. He wants to be around those that can elevate him. Well, good for him. But he's a former Democrat, and I've never been one. And I don't have to make any apologies for,
this is what made me finally come to the conclusion.
I've been staunchly conservative since I had my first thought that I can recall. I'm talking about, 7, 8 years old, where I became, came of age, so to speak, knew who I was, and I've never, ever considered going to that side of the aisle. Not once. I'm not getting mad at people for it, but I'm just saying that's the facts. You're watching these people slowly come over. Some are coming over, and I'm glad we get the Sheriff Clarks of the world. One of my guys, Christopher Harris, he grew up Democrat. Daddy was Democrat, whatever. Saw the light, boom, made the conversion. Now he is a holy roller for conservatism. Good for him. But the reason why I play this is I played that clip and talk about Manchin and others is I want you to understand people are seeing this. It's no longer a guess on do conservative policies work. They use all these things, voodoo economics with Reagan, trickle down economics, Reaganomics. They give it all these names, these scary tactics to scare people off. And Reagan, being a governor and understanding politics, he played the game a little bit, and we canonized him, rightfully so, because he was able to deliver a message that put them on kilter, off kilter. But we have somebody that's greater than Reagan, not in terms of his speaking ability about it, but in terms of his actions. And I'm watching this guy convert people, transform people. And how's he doing that? He transforms people because what Donald Trump does is say, I'm going to prove it to you by putting it in your pocket. I'm going to prove it to you by getting you that job. I'm going to prove it to you by getting you that lower cost in fuel, that lower cost in food, or whatever it may be. And he proves it. And now that it's being proven, you got the Johnny come latelys, the Manchins. He wants to come over and say, ooh, look at me. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Donald Trump made the comment the other day. We played that clip where he talked about, I don't care if you shut the government down, I'm going to get DACA. And he says, and you know what? I'm going to get everything I want, and if it means shutting down the government, so be it. He goes, I can't speak for my my representative friends here, but I suspect they believe. Dude, let's just play that clip.
Good evening. I'm Shannon Bremen for Brett Baer tonight. We begin with a new warning from President Trump. He says he's perfectly willing to let the government shut down again if his border security plans are not accepted. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off tonight. Good evening, John.
Shannon, good evening to you. With the clock ticking down to the March 5th deadline to get something done on the Dreamers and the government set to run out of money again on Thursday evening, the president appeared to roll those two things together into a threat that seemed to take everyone in Washington by surprise. Chairing a meeting on strategy to confront the notorious Hispanic gang, MS-13, President Trump threw a bomb into talks on a budget deal, saying if he can't get an agreement on immigration reform, he's happy to have another government shutdown.
I would shut it down over this issue. If we don't straighten out our border, we don't have a country. Without borders, we don't have a country. So would I shut it down over this issue? Yes. I can't speak for our great representatives here, but I have a feeling they may agree with me.
See, that's the part I really like where Donald Trump says, I have a feeling they may agree with me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is telling you, look, I'm a leader. This is what I'm going to do. Now, they're free to do what they want. I suspect they're going to agree with me. Now, why does he say that? He says it very simply, because he's got the Democrats on the ropes. The Democrats, like Manchin, are now saying, you know what? I better jump on board. The Republicans have done it. Do I really need to go back through these State of the Union stats where 97% of Republicans said they love the speech? 43% of Democrats say they love the speech. 72% of independents say they love the speech. The so-called direction of the country flipped within a month in terms of, I think it was saying 41% said the, it was going in the wrong direction. 41% in the right direction. 53 in the wrong. A month later, 53 say it's in the right direction, 41 in the wrong. And that's skewed statistics. And because, like I said before, you can't have State of the Union speech like what Donald Trump had, where 97% of Republicans, 43% of Democrats, and 72% of independents like what he's doing, like the speech. The speech was the direction he was going. So disregard those other polls. They're nonsense. What you're witnessing is a full pendulum swing, folks, back in the other direction. Why? Because you have somebody who says, I'm not settling for what you've been telling me is right when I know it's wrong. I'm not settling for it on DACA. I'm not settling for it on building my wall. I'm not settling for it on this anemic economy that I inherited. I'm not settling for it on protection of American citizens over illegals. I'm not settling for it in protection of American citizens over Muslims. You can give me all the political correct nonsense you want. It isn't going to fly. And that's what Trump did that has the left moving over in droves. Now look, what do the hardcore elitists say? I'm dyed into progressivism. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden and what he's having to say. But you listen to this hardcore so-called progressive and watch how he's having to meld over into other things. You want to know why into Donald Trump's way of thinking. And the reason is Donald Trump takes enough of what they want to do good in their programs and he does exactly what the left would do. He steals it and says, now it's ours. Because here's the real deal, folks. It's always been ours. We're the people who are looking for the righteous thing to do. We can understand when an injustice has been done. And to these kids that have come over with their parents, illegal or otherwise, that are 2, 3, 4 years old, they didn't have a choice. Trump understands that. That's the compassion George Bush tried to get to and never could attain.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are we heading down a very bad road, or do you think this all ends well? Look, when I when the president first got elected, I got heavily criticized for saying, I hope he succeeds because America succeeds and the president succeeds. And I found myself first bemused, thinking that maybe these were just over-the-top gaffes that were going on. But now I've gone from that to I'm genuinely concerned. There's two things that have popped up, Chris. One is that this naked nationalism that it's now us against them. As Richard Haass says, there's three ways countries lose their ability to influence the world and lose their power. And one of them, which is advocating that power. We're advocating our responsibility around the world and putting everything in terms of us versus them. The second thing that combines with that is this phony populism. This notion that the way in which that you, the only reason you have a problem is because of the other. It's because of that immigrant or that minority or because of someone else doing something to you. And so this president spent his entire time since he's gotten in office trying to divide the country instead of unite the country. And as I said, I am more optimistic about the chances for America in the 21st century than I have been in my whole career. We have the most advanced universities in the world where all the research comes out of. We have the most productive people in the world. We have the most agile venture capitalists. We're in a situation where we're energy independent in North America. I mean, what are we doing? We're not talking about any of the things that really matter. And all he seems to be trying to do is undo everything President Obama's done. But he's not able to do that, by the way. Why not? Well, because if you see what happens, he's damaged health care, but it's not gone. He has gone after the Paris Accord, but you see mayors and governors and local leaders getting together and making sure that it doesn't have the effect that he intended it to be. You find this in a situation where, you know, there are millions of people still have, as I said, health care and preventive care. You find ourselves in a position where the education system is actually getting better and better, even though now there's a full-blown attack by the Secretary of Education on the things we put in place. He can't undo it all. He's hurting it. He's slowing the process. But most of all, we're missing an enormous opportunity to change the life for middle-class people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I actually thought that clip was Biden agreeing with the president's approach on DACA. But this one's just as good. So your screw-up over there actually did okay. KJRadio.com if you want to give us a ring, 844-551-8255. So here's what's funny about what Biden just said. You could not be more screwed up than Joe Biden in this respect. Now, what we were going to play, which is him actually agreeing with the president on DACA, was me saying that, believe it or not, Biden is starting to soften. Now, I know what you just heard. You think, oh, Kevin, that was Joe Biden. He's completely anti-Trump. It depends on how you hear it. So let me give you an example. He said, when the president succeeds, America succeeds. That's what he said when President Obama, we have to, you know, when the president succeeds, we all succeed. And he says, and then there were these over-the-top gaffes. That's what people kind of looked at it. But he goes, no. He says, now he wants to theoretically back off of that by saying, I can't say that anymore. Because two things that popped up during the Trump administration. One, he said, is naked nationalism. Now, I want you to understand the Democrats want to run against President Trump, against nationalism, the idea of putting America first. Now, they've done it once and they've lost, and they did it. They lost after stacking the deck with the FBI, FISA courts and all these other people trying to get rid of Trump with their coronated candidate, who Joe Biden himself has said is better than Hillary Clinton. And Joe Biden, in positioning himself to run against Donald Trump in 2020, says naked nationalism is a negative thing. America first is a negative thing. Make America great again, a negative thing. Then he quotes some guy and he says, the one thing that you can understand that is the fall of a nation is when you abdicate your power. So Joe Biden indirectly believes that we've had that power over the last 8 years with Barack Obama, and we've advocated it because we put in a system that he called us versus them. I don't know what other way to describe this us versus them, except to say I don't think Germany really cares about how well America goes. We could even go this far. We could say that the EU, the European Union, where does that include us? The EU is a bunch of nations across the pond who said, you know what? We're not as strong individually as America, but if we get together, maybe we could be as strong as America. To put it in golf terms, we have this thing called the Ryder Cup. It is America versus the rest of the world. That's what it is. does America complain when the EU gets together and says, we're going to do our thing? Did Americans go, wow, look at that. You've got France and Germany and Sweden and all these countries trying to get together as a European Union. Shame on them. Where are we in it? We say, congratulations, do the EU. You know what happened with the EU? Britain goes, we want out. I guarantee you, if Brits were part of what America was building, they wouldn't be Brexiting. I can guarantee you that NATO, which was built around the United States, there's not a country in there that would stay with it if the United States left. The United Nations would not exist if the United States pulled out. So what are you talking about? We set the standard for nationalism. He went on to say this. Phony populism. Populism. Phony populism. Yeah, that's it. Populism. Meaning that all this love of Trump, this love of his policies, because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have a love of Donald Trump. I respect him. I don't have a love of him. If Donald Trump screws up, I'll talk about it. End of story. For those who used to say, Kevin, where were you when George Bush was? I wasn't doing this. Once I figured out what was going on, and I said publicly and many times, George Bush sucked as a president. There were a couple things he did right. I think his response to 9/11 was spectacular. The follow-up stunk. His fiscal policy stunk. The fact that he's a rhino that made it appear as though he was a conservative, it was horrible. It ruined the country because it led to a real, quite frankly, a devastating president after that. But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump, we won't be saying he sucked. That, will I agree with everything he's done? Absolutely not. But this idea that it's phony populism, that is exactly what's gotten the Democrats in trouble. But then it gets really interesting. He says, you can't be making people believe that the only reason they have a problem is because of that immigrant or because of that minority. I love how Joe Biden twists that argument. The people who voted out Barack Obama and the Democrats and voted in Donald Trump were the average Joe Americans of all ilks who said, you know what? Men said, you're not going to make me believe that I'm the reason a woman can't be successful in America. White people said, you're not going to make me believe that black people can't be successful in America because of me. And I can go down the line. Straight people said, you're not going to make me believe that gay people can't get what they need out of this country because of me and everything else. If there was anybody pitting, groups against other groups, it was the left. But Joe Biden wants to spin it. What he's saying, and this is the way you have to understand this, folks, Joe Biden is telling you the truth, except he's putting it in the other speak. What have I told you about Democrats? Come on now. I told you what they tell you is what they believe about themselves. Joe Biden knows what they do. They divide. He says, I'm more optimistic than I've ever been. Advanced research, energy independence. Where is that research and energy independence coming from? Barack Obama, who wouldn't drill in Anwar, who wouldn't allow offshore drilling, who wouldn't do the pipeline, whatever it was called, that was coming from Alaska. Are you kidding me? We got our energy independence in spite of the left. The research that he touts doesn't come from the universities and think tanks. It comes from corporate America. They're the ones who fund these universities and these think tanks. They're the ones who invest in that. And then he talked about undoing Obama. He's not undoing Obama. Yeah, he says he damaged health care, but it's not gone. No, he improved damaged health care. Again, think about how they understand things. He talked about the Paris Accord. Donald Trump took us out. We are now not burdened by that nonsense. And he said, oh, but the state governors and all that. Continue to fight. Watch what happens as that money moves from California and these over-aggressive states. And then he had to come back to health care and said preventive care. It's done nothing for preventive care. He knew that. And then he claims that education's better. What a joke.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.